Now, we need to look at the dreaded PowerPoint. People talk about death by PowerPoint, and some people have tried other things like Prezi. I don't know if you've seen Prezi, which is pretty funky. I like Prezi. But really, it's PowerPoint. It's the only game in town, and it's not going to go away anytime soon, I don't think. Even if you like using Prezi, quite often when you turn up to do a talk at a conference, PowerPoint is what they are using. So how can we make PowerPoint good? Well, I've got 12 tips for PowerPoint. I'm going to zoom through them pretty quickly. Tip number one is, if it's on someone else's laptop, check it. Just don't trust anybody else. If they say, no, no, I've prepared it, it's all going to be fine, check every single slide. Make sure the colours are okay, the fonts are okay, make sure they haven't changed. Always check it. So that's the first tip. Second tip is spell check. Why would you not run the spell check? Some people don't know there's a spell check for PowerPoint. They think it's only in Word. But absolutely run the spell check. There's no excuse for typos on your PowerPoint slides. And as well as the spell check, I would get somebody fussy like me to have a look at your PowerPoint slides just to check you haven't put anything stupid. Maybe there's a typo that isn't going to be detected by the spell checker. So you really want to make sure everything's right. Number three, not too much on each slide. I mentioned earlier on, 7 is usually said to be the maximum for the number of bullet points. And each bullet point should be short. You don't want to have a big long line, probably no more than about 4 words for each bullet point. Shorten it and shorten it. I found it's one of the main things that I do when I'm teaching presentation skills. When somebody puts up their PowerPoint presentation, the first thing we do is hack it down. Just shorten the lines, get rid of half of those bullet points. So number four is not too many slides. You know, if you're going to take 5 minutes per slide, it's a 20-minute talk, that's only 4 slides. And if you're 2 minutes per slide, 20-minute talk, that's only 10. It's such a common fault that people have too many slides. And then, of course, the presentation overruns and the audience are unhappy. Or you have to rush horrendously fast through the last few slides. So don't have too many slides. Next is the look of your slides. I would recommend just black on white, or maybe dark blue on white. Don't have pink on green or yellow on green or something like that. And I also would not recommend white on black, because when you print it out, you're going to have to use a huge amount of ink and it's going to be really hard to read. So just make sure you've got the right colours on your PowerPoint slides. Point number six is have a clicker. Have one of those little buttons so you can just go through your slides. You can even have it in your pocket. That's pretty cool. And you can just click through, or just, you know, you don't want to have to keep going over to the computer and pressing the button. Although if you are using somebody else's computer and you don't have a clicker, a little tip I'd recommend is you can use the space bar. Because if you're trying to use the forward and backward arrows, there's a risk you'll press the wrong arrow. If you press end, it jumps to the end, and that's really horrible. So use the space bar to move on, but better have a clicker. And if you are going to buy a clicker, spend a little bit more and have one that has AA or AAA batteries. You don't want to have one that has those little round silver hearing aid batteries, because they run out quite quickly and they're expensive. And the last thing you want is a clicker that runs out halfway through your talk. So go for one that has AA batteries or AAA batteries. Point number seven, build the slides. Don't have your PowerPoint pages just coming up completely full, but make each word come in. And don't have them zooming in with sound effects. You know, you just want to build the slides and have the words just coming up, just appearing. I use the one called appear. So do that. But I would say build the slides most of the time. But every now and then, if you've only got, say, 3, you might want to just bung all 3 on there and talk about them. Especially if the bullet points are not that revealing, it's okay to have all 3 on the slide, on the screen at once. Because if you always build the slides, it starts to feel a bit laboured, a bit tedious for the audience. So build them most of the time, but every now and then just bung them all up. So that's easy. If you don't know how to build slides, then get someone to show you. Number 8 of my PowerPoint tips is put a full stop after the final line. Now, this is a little thing I've invented, but I think it's pretty cool. So if you've got your slides being built and the lines are coming up, you don't know if there's one more line that's going to appear. And it's really horrible if you say, my final point, and there isn't another one, and it just goes to the next slide. But it's also horrible if you say, there we are, I've finished, and you go to the next slide, and one more line comes up. So The way to know that it's the final line is to put a full stop just after the final bullet line, because then you know it's the final one. Point number 9 of my PowerPoint tips is photos. Get those photos included. Your whole thing comes to life if you've got a picture. And in fact, I've seen people do PowerPoint talks where there were no bullets, it was only pictures, and they just talk around each picture. That's pretty cool as well. But make sure you've got pictures, not distracting ones, and you know, but make sure you've got some pictures in your talk, otherwise it's horribly dry. Point number 10 of my 12, so only 3 left, is diagrams. Diagrams are great as well. Much better than a list if you can make it into a diagram. So I saw a guy do a talk about diving, about scuba diving. And what he did, he actually didn't have PowerPoint. He was just drawing it. He drew a little stick man with a head and a body. And then he said the first bit of apparatus is the air canisters. And he drew these two cylinders. And then he said, there's your mask. And he drew the mask. And then there's the flippers. And he drew the... And he explained each bit of equipment. And he was drawing it on. And it was so much better than just having a list. So if you can have some sort of a diagram, it's much better than a list. So every now and then, if you've got too many lists, just think to yourself, how can I make that list into a diagram? Idea number 11 out of 12 is one that I mentioned earlier, which is to use the space bar if you're using somebody else's laptop. I think that is a good tip. It probably deserves to be on the list in its own right. And finally, number 12, a really clever little tip that most people don't know, is that you can jump to any page within your presentation by just putting in the number. So if you want to go to page 11, just type in 11, enter, and it will go straight to that page. So if you do actually accidentally press end instead of using the space bar, and you want to go back to wherever you were, suppose you're on page 7, you can just press 7, enter, and PowerPoint, when it's in presenter mode, it will take you back to page 7. And that's great when you're answering questions, because if somebody says, you know, at the end, they say, can you explain that thing again? You can just go 3, enter, and you're back there. So if you print out all the pages and have them on the table, if anybody wants to go back to a particular page, you can see the number and you can just put the number, press enter, and you're there. So that's my final PowerPoint tip. So there we are, 12 tips to improve your use of PowerPoint.